Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Dr. Catherine Steele is the CEO of the Pat Tillman Foundation. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Lisa. Happy to be here.
So tell everybody what's happening in Chicago this weekend.
This week's going to bring a lot of incredible Tillman scholars to Chicago. Over 120 scholars will be here for our annual leadership summit, powered by our partnership with the NFL, for 3 days of connection, growth, and leadership development. But as part of the summit, you're going to see us out in Chicago. We are partnering with The Mission Continues and Windy City Tool Bank for a major service project, building more than 100 benches and picnic tables in Washington Square Park on Saturday to donate to parks across the city, especially in underserved neighborhoods.
That's so fun. So tell me about the group of people. How do you become a scholar?
So you are eligible to apply to be a scholar if you are a military veteran, active duty, or a military spouse, and you are going back to school. And we provide scholarships and lifelong leadership development to the scholars that we select year over year.
And what brought you to the Pat Tillman Foundation?
So a little bit of a full circle moment. I was a military spouse, and in 2014, I was actually selected to be a Tillman Scholar. And so they invested in me to go back to school to get my graduate degree. And then for over 10 years, I've been on the receiving end of the goodness of the foundation that is really here to support people that just want to do good and make a difference and make an impact.
And the foundation, if I remember correctly, was a way for his parents and his family to honor his legacy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's hard to imagine, right, the devastation of loss after something like what happened with Pat. We're here 21 years later because everybody got together and said, hey, let's do something because Pat lived. And we've really, again, for 21 years have leaned into this idea of what Pat stood for, which was humble leadership and scholarship and service and impact. That's why this weekend's so special, to really do this service project, here in the city, to give back to Chicago.
And why did you choose Chicago?
We started in Arizona, which obviously makes sense because of his connectivity there. But Pat's widow, Marie, relocated to Chicago. And so this has been our hub for over a decade now. And we're really happy to be here. We do work across the country. We have nearly 1,000 Tillman Scholars that work and live and make an impact all over. But Chicago is where we're headquartered, and we're really trying to get out into the community and make a difference.
And how do you get more people in Chicago involved? Or, maybe there are people willing to help or donate. How do they do that?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many opportunities. Feel free, anybody that's listening, to go to our website, pattillmanfoundation.org. You can learn more about the foundation, get connected with us on ways to volunteer. We do lots of service projects across the city, and or get connected with us and our Tillman Scholars and sit and talk to one of these incredible humans and hear about what they're doing. And if you're so moved, to feel free to invest in leadership, which is what we get to do in Pat's name, as this ripple effect of his legacy.
He really has left quite the legacy and captured the imagination of so many Americans, because at that time, everyone, saw a lot of family members who said, I need to do something. I need to make sure we keep the shores of this country safe from anything like what happened on September 11th. But he did it. He left his role as an NFL player and enlisted, which is extremely rare, right?
Oh, incredibly rare. And it's, a testament to the human that he was. But also it's inspiring to be around, nearly 1,000 scholars that were moved and motivated to join the service for various reasons. But we kind of anchor ourselves in this idea that leadership happens through action, right? And so everybody can be a leader of some sort. Everybody can serve in some way. And that doesn't mean you have to join the military and, make the ultimate sacrifice. But we really want to get communities involved and connected by, how can you make a difference? What's the impact you're going to make? Because every impact matters.
Absolutely. And it's PatTillmanFoundation.org?
Yes, ma'am. I hope to get a lot of traffic on there. Reach out to us. We'd love to talk to people that are interested in trying to get connected to partner with us and do good in the world.
Thank you so much for making an improvement in Chicago this weekend.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us, Lisa.
Dr. Catherine Steele, CEO of the Pat Tillman Foundation.